Okay. We're continuing Zara, and then we'll have Mincha. Okay, so we're up to page 3, question 21. Tain divrei hashut harashba in chitze ben hames l'odom ha'ochel. Okay, so we know the Gemara says in Brachos that mes l'mes, so he's pater from mitzvos, and he shouldn't eat in front of the body, the dead body. So if he has another place to go, he should go to the other place. Ochel b'bayis acher. Ein lo b'bayis acher. I mean, b'bayis, like Rabbi Nachman Coleman said to me, b'bayis in those days was just meant a different room. Because we assume every, like for mezuzah, every room is its own b'bayis, there's l'chayev in the mezuzah. But those, as I know, the construct of the houses those days in Chazal, basically it was one big room. And then you made partitions, and, you know, but it wasn't like we have today, you know, different rooms and things like that. It was one room. So, if you have another room to go to, you go to another room. In other words, the dead body is there, so you can't, it's not proper to eat in front of a dead body. But if you don't, I have another place to go to, so then you just make a mechitza between you and the mace. And then he can eat on the other side of the mechitza. So, the Rashba says, Mezo mechitza shetia afilu besadin shekol sheish mechitza hareu kibay sacher kol shetokhea shule hasadin ba'aretz. Was we have to like put pegs through the bottom of the curtain, peg it down into the ground. So he says, "Eitzar of mechitzas avadim, lo afilu mechitzas eitzim." The vilo mechutzah, beautiful. The vilo mechitza hu l'chol dover sheche yotze bezeh. Wow. This Rashba says it all. Vilo is a mechitza for everything. That's it. So let's go home. Canvas sukkah. You have a canvas sukkah, stomach starts off with you. Say, well, what about the shud Rashba, sim and shin? That's what you should say to them. What is the Shut Rashba Simon Shin? That's what I would say. Who pointed this out? Harav HaGoyin, Rav Shmuel, Yaakov Meir Stern from Bnei Brak, right? Shalom Shachum is Imre Yaakov. He says, you see from there, Pasha. That a vilon is a good mechitza. Vivdila parochas lachem. Okay, that's a smach ba'alma. Parochas is like a mechitza. Vivdila parochas lachem bein hakodesh and kodesh hakodoshim. This is gevaldik, this Rashba. That's it.
Is there a difference if this is inside, so there's no wind?
Oh, so true. This is inside, but then we pointed out that he still says you have to peg it down. But if it would be outside, it would still wave. Because all he requires is to peg it down. He doesn't say therefore you have to, peg it down in the middle. He doesn't say you have to do something in the middle. Pasha says you don't have to do anything in the middle.
Peg it down on the bottom.
Yeah. So he writes, Kol shen tokeh shulei hasadin. Shulei hasadin means what? The bottom.
The arts, finished. Ain't sorech mechitzas avonim. You don't need a real kamo mechitzas etzim. The real mechitza who the whole davar shel yotzim is that beautiful. That's it. I think we can go home now. The Shut HaRashba. And the Shut HaRashba is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Somebody will ask you, how do I know that Kam Sukkah is good? Shin Mem Aleph in Hilchas Aminus. As you tell, Shin Mem Aleph Aleph. The Mechaber quotes the Rashba. Tafil Mechitza Shal Sagin Sagi. In Toka Shumi Asodin Be'in Yishenu Nital Beruach. Nital Beruach means it doesn't take the whole thing away. It waves a little, that's okay. Rav Yosef was, I think, was too machmir here. He was too machmir. Broyers, they have a canvas sugar. I don't know, they might have lovet strings also. Yeah. But I don't think you really need the lovet strings. The lovet strings really were only said because of the chashash of Dilma Mintiki Velavadaite. But if you say that's not applicable because we don't tie down. It's not like we made a knot and that the knot might unravel. There's no unraveling here in our sukkahs today. So it's a whole different mitzvahs. So maybe it's not so bad. You know, first I was a little upset that they got the new sukkah, they got canvas, they're ready getting a new sukkah. You might as well im kvar as kvar. But maybe. You know, I told you this past sukkahs I was having a debate every day. Should I go to the sukkah outdoors? They're both outdoors, but in the street. And have the shayla of, Rosh Hashanah. Or should I go indoors and what? And then it's canvas. You know, the one inside the gated area. So the chorus is still better. The canvas indoors is still better than the original Rosh Hashanah. But they had tailor for both. See, it used to be the old one that was in. Right.
So we don't have that kind of strong language, but.
Right, right. The Magen Avraham says if you make a sukkah with Shus Rabim, you can't make a bracha. Right. So it's better to have a Shus. It's always better to have a Shus Hayachet. Okay, so that's it. So for next year, I won't have such fracas. And it's the one that's in the enclosed area anyway is a much bigger sukkah. But usually in the other days they had one outside block, so that was like, all the people going there. That was where you met all your friends, and you know that was where the oil was going. But then once they made the promenade here, and they couldn't put the sukkah, because they can only make a sukkah if they're going to make it against the building. They're not going to make a sukkah in the middle of the, it will be too flimsy, it won't be good. So that's why they dafka want to make it next to a wall, to have that firmness. Okay. So that's question 21. Telling Devi Hashur Harashba, Bein Mechitza, Bein HaMeitzla, Dom HaOchel. But yeah, that's a good show for now. 22. Tein divrei poskim menugel mechitza gedei lahatir atashmi shemita. Right, there is a halacha that you can't mishamish mita in front of svarim. So that's why you have to, in a married couple's bedroom, they you're not supposed to keep any svarim. People point out it's the opposite of when a person's single, he has all his bar mitzvah svarim that he got and everything he wants, all is in his bedroom. Right? And when you're married, it's just the opposite. And the problem happens sometimes that some people they never totally move out of their parents' home because they don't want to have to bring everything. So whatever they can leave by their parents, they'd be happy to leave by their parents. And then sometimes when they come for Shabbos, they end up staying in the bedroom that they grew up in, and then they have this problem of the svarim. And furthermore, you're not allowed to have Tashmi Shabita in front of light, in front of or, near. So the way to solve these two issues is to put a mechitza. So it's not so easy to build a mechitza in your bedroom. So what do you do? So what most people do is they have double covering. They drape two sheets, like over the... But that's not a din mechitza, because that's not even a mechitza, because that wouldn't be omeid, even beruach. That'll just, you know, just drape it over. That's not a mechitza at all. So it's a din kisui. So that's what you... But if you're making a mechitza, so the Magen Avraham writes on page 29, you have to make sure that you tie it down. This is the same concept of the Shud HaRashba. You need, and it doesn't matter that it's inside Pashtus. We'll see. That's a discussion we had. What if you have a mechitza? What if you have a curtain? There's a curtain of mechitza for these halachas. So the Magen Avraham says no, because it's not tied down. Even though there's no wind in the side, but the Pasha Pshat, the way the Magen Avraham learns, like Rav Gutman pointed out, is the mechitza has to be omeid beruach mitzuya machmas atzma. Not machmas that happens to be that you're inside. Because basically it's a wobbly thing, but you have it inside, there's no ruach here, so it's great. No, that doesn't, according to Magen Avraham, that doesn't give it a din mechitza. This shaila I get sometimes. In other words, somebody has a curtain in their house and they just want to have a swarmer on the other side of the curtain. So could they be mishamish? Because they're there on the one side and the swarmer on the other side, and they have the curtains. So according to Magen Avraham, you can't be mishamish because that's not a mechitza. Because it's just on a, it's not tied up to the bottom.
Is there a way to tie it on the bottom?
Yeah, but how are you going to tie it on the bottom? Give me a break. In those days, they had pegs, so you had an earth. So you could take pegs and peg it into the ground. What are you going to do in your apartment?
If you just fell down, if you took a brick and put it underneath the, you know, so this is a thing, a brick right here, so that it's, would that be...
One brick, you need ten bricks. Yeah, okay. Bricks is not such a good idea. I'll tell you why.
You can't take a nail.
Right, right. No, because you know what's going to be with bricks? People are going to start tripping over the bricks. And it's not going to be... It's not...
Yeah,
literally.
You know that
when
the sheet comes out. There's no ore. There's no ore now.
Well, not necessarily, because you could have ore on the other side of the pizza, even though the ore is going to go... The rays are going to go on top. It's not going to be totally dark. It's not. It's just there has to be a mechitza between you and the light.
Does that mechitza between the light have to be an actual mechitza or just something to stop the light?
No, it has to be a real mechitza.
It's a mechitza. Be a mechitza, stop light.
Yeah, it has to be a mechitza, yeah.
So you can have, let's say, your bathroom door is in theory.
In other words, what you could do is you keep the light off in the bathroom. You shut the bathroom door, and then there's no problem. We move shamish in the bedroom because there's a mechitza between the light and you. Even though the light is coming through the cracks in the bottom, but it's still it's a mechitza.
What if the door is completely black?
That's an excellent question. Excellent question. I think it still should be okay.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose?
No, because it's a din of mechitza that you're not in the same mishus as the or. Because there's no halacha that you have to make sure that the mechitza is at least as tall as where the nair is. That's not the halacha. You just need a 10th fucking mechitza, even though the nair is on the 12th tefach.
Yeah. But why would they have that pole up? There's no point to that, like, there's no light.
But they, no, because they said you can't be in the same reshus as the neir. That's how they define. Rav Henkin wanted to say the same thing by Beis Knesses. With that, I don't know if he's right. But here, this din is a din in the different reshus. It's not a din in the. Even though Rabbi Tachman might take different.
Kisui,
you can cover this one. Like, sorry, can you be the clear kisui? I don't think so. Because that's a din of kisui. That's not called kisui, if it's clear. I think at least one of them has to be.
Keep the things alive, right?
Covering
the
lights. Yeah.
Two plastic covering the lights.
What do you mean?
Well, can you do
kisui with
the lighter than
kisui? I think you can do kisui also, but then you get into fire hazards if you
put it.
You mean this is the kisui you say?
Yeah.
The only thing is, by kisui, we normally say you need one, at least one kisui to be. That's not regular. This is made for the thing, so that then that all, even if you have 10 kisuis, it only counts as one. Rabbi Tuchman said a vort once, and Rabbi Abadi wasn't into it, but it's not a bad vort, he said. I liked it. He wanted to say that maybe these lights will come from the ceiling, so that's a different reshus, really. So maybe, like, most of the lights we have today in our bedroom are coming from the ceiling. So it's a different reshus. The whole idea is of a bechitz is like a different reshus. So this is a different reshus.
So we say these lights are double covered, though?
No, that's what he just answered. So I answered that doesn't count as a double covering because it's made for the thing. When you have, you're in the same thing. One is 10 tefachim on the above. He has much more. So that's called a different reshus. So Mavela.
Is that true? I mean, like, in, like, if I throw something up there, it's like going.
No, for Hilchos Shabbos, there's always.
No, I mean, it's
for,
no,
but for halachas of, like Tziruf Laminion, you know, the different halachas of reshus.
You're saying it doesn't count if it's up there?
That's what we talked with his kiddush.
No, whatever. The second floor, there's something coming out.
Yeah, that was his kiddush. We talked with his kiddush. I didn't see anyone say it yet, but he said it. I never used it. No, because the shayla comes up every once in a while. Somebody forgot to turn off their light in the bedroom on Shabbos, and they want to be mishamish. So usually I tell them to get a goy to close the light. But if there's no goy, is there a pool? So that's the discussion. Because a lot of it is sometimes it's a night lamp, but a lot of times it's not the night lamp. It's the main light of the room. And the main light of the room is usually coming to Bisman Hazeh. It's not like we have a candle that's right over here. It's we have to put something on top. I thought it was a great chop. I never yet paskin like that, but maybe one day I'll feel secure enough.
Like by Shabbos, we say, and if the Shusharim only goes up to the 10th floor, right?
Yeah, we have that concept.
The Shabbos lamps nowadays to have that
you. Oh, the Shabbos lamps, the Gevaldik.
Is that a double covering, or is that really just one covering? So they.
Maybe it'll take 2 times down.
So you don't want to do anything, you don't want to put something like a blanket over that could get on fire, you know, you don't want to, no fires, that's
the light. No, there's no light, it's like the light is off, but right, there's no light. But what I can't think of, Shaman, you're going to have a light bulb?
No, it's like closing the door.
That's like turning it off.
It's like closing the door to the bathroom. What I can see is and when you close the door to the bathroom, it's also not on the way to the
other. There you have a mechitza. This is not a mechitza. It's a key story.
What if you make a sheet over the doorway instead of closing the door?
If you hold a sheet over the
doorway, the door is broken, you can't close the door. So you make a sheet over the door.
But the sheet is, what's keeping the sheet?
Why do you need that?
Why does the bed?
Why does the door?
I imagine they turn it.
Right.
Why did you describe it up already?
I hear what you're saying.
You gotta find a way to mind it. Not to get stopped, there are many Jews out there who are doing this. And people have these lights from Jews.
Yeah, has a different kissery.
We have a Mishnah Berurah.
It's thick, so it may be better than the kisui. It's three dimensional.
Why does the rug have nothing else for the back? Why do I need another door or any sheet door?
You mean even if the door's open, it's still.
Even without a door. Unless you say, the question is, you need for light, the Shulchan Aruch says you need a mechitza, but if you don't have a mechitza, shok chofek kli al haner. So it could be, that's all you need is maybe one. No, you need him, he says, like this.
If you don't have a mechitza.
If you don't have a mechitza, yeah.
Right, but
he said, Osa mechitza gavah asar b'fnei haner, avol pisha or nira derech ha-mechitza, yon shehifstik b'sadin, shari. Okay, so now he says you can be kofa kli, so maybe...
But it's not a vision being a nice
No, if you need, you can, one second. Maybe the kofa kli just means that you took away the light.
And then,
and yeah, and maybe, let me see. Then he says to look in Reisha Yizayin.
Isn't that part of the same
equation?
That's not very
cool.
The question is, how do you
say
the equation?
It says Kofa Kli.
No, besides that, it's removable from the lamp.
It's removable.
Yeah, that makes it a separate unit.
Maybe it was made with that.
Maybe there's no dead of double covering by Nair. Just kofa lavasa, kofa kli. So then for sure your thing would be okay. Because it's not the din, a regular din of kisui. It doesn't say you have to be chaser. No, but chit is one way of doing it. And the other way of doing it is to kofa. Yeah, it says like this. Avalim osa mechitza gavo, he says also l'shamish l'or haner. Right? Afo pisha mapil taliso. Because even though you go under the covers, it's not going to help that if there's a light in the room. The Ramah says, "Aval im osa mechitza gavah sar l'fnei haner, aval pisha or nire derech hamechitza." Right? Don't you hifsi b'sad and shari? Gamarin hasn't the shari shakofa kli al haner. That's the Gemara in Beitza. So kofa kli al haner.
Well,
we're saying that maybe you don't need a double cover.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, normally, like in front of Svarim. So we say either you get a mechitza between you and the Svarim, the Tashmish in front of Svarim, or you need a double covering of the on the Svarim.
Here
anyway, though, double covering would matter because it's automatic in that hole to cover it. He wasn't talking about electric. Mm-hmm. He was talking about actual nair, that if you put it on, if you cover it with something that does not hold in it, then it's going to go out.
Right,
so that's what he talks about here in Reish Ayin Zayin. He says, Mutalik post kara al gabri haner b'shabes kadesh liyavza, or the kora.
So that's the answer.
Like you said, you have that's like called for a long time. So it's fine.
What about the bathroom?
Yeah. I'm going to sign off yet, but I hear what you're saying. Okay. Oh, so that's what he just said. He said maybe even if the door of the bathroom's open.
Then, even without the Pesach thing, it's just, it's like, it's not, it's like, you know, the bathroom.
it's a different reshus. He's saying it from the bathroom to the bedroom is a different reshus.
The light coming in, ultimately,
you know, yeah, well, the light coming in, but it's still a different reshus. So is that a different reshus the same as a mechitza?
Right.
He says mechitza, but it could be he says mechitza because they didn't have a different reshus. It was all one big room, like I told you before. But if it had a separate Surah Sapesach, then maybe in a Hanami. Okay, 23, page 4. Tendi Rabach, the time of the Rabachai, Yekofus. So we said this yesterday. The Bach says Rabachai has to be tied or else it's not considered Omed Baruch Matsuya. And right. And then we said that the Magen Avraham disagrees because he says if that be the case, and then you have to tie a person also. So the Magen Avraham says no, Baal Chai you have to be kofos, not because it's not considered Omer Ruach Matsuya, it's because the Baal Chai could just run away. In contrast to a person who knows that you're relying on him, he's not going to run away. So the Tosefta Shabbos says what? That he's makel, right? Like the Prima Gondi. It means that as long as it's not going to blow away. But even if it moves back and forth, that's still okay. There's the Tosefta Shabbos here on page 15. Hayin of Ovishin, it's batla mechitza yutfachim. But if it's not batla, it's okay. And number 25 was the discussion of what's called Ruach Matsuya. Do you need Ruach Matsuya the Yam or Ruach Matsuya the Yabasha? So, see this you cut, okay. Design? Is yours? Yes.
It's a set of shelves on the bottom end of the design, right?
No. They're talking about two different things. The Bach is saying that the reason why you have to tie down an animal, if you want to use the animal as a mechitza, is because if it's not tied down, it's not considered Omed Baruch Matsuya. So the Magen Avraham asks this Bach, so why don't you say the same thing by a human being, that if you, why that you have to tie him down too, if he's counting him as a mechitza? So Allah is not that way, so according to the Bach, you should have to tie down a human being. So that's why Magen Avraham argues with the Bach and says, no, the reason why you have to tie down the animal is not because it's not called Omer Baruch Matsuya, it's because if you don't tie down the animal's going to run away. The animal's not going to just stand there. But a human being, if you tell the human being you need him to be here for the next half an hour, he'll just stay here. So you don't have to tie him down. But if it's because of Eino Omer Baruch Matsuya, there shouldn't be any difference between a human being and an animal. And the Tosefta Shabbos we said already, okay. The number 25, we have the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. So there was a case, there was a story of making a sukkah on a boat. Rabbi Gamliel says, Postal Akiva Machshir. Rabbi Gamliel, they were always on the boats. They were always taking boat rides. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva were on the boat, and Rabbi Akiva made a sukkah, and then the one came and no more sukkah. So Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Akiva, hey, where's the sukkah?
If it can't be Bruch Mutsuya, the Abosha is no good. Machlokas is, if it's Yichol Alma, the Shein Bruch Mutsuya, the Abosha, but it can't be only Bruch Mutsuya, the Yam. So Rav Gamliel says, Sutta Dir is Kevin, and therefore you need Yichol Alma, the Bruch Mutsuya, the Yam. And Rabbi Akiva says, Dira Sarai, and therefore it's enough that it's the Ruch Mitsuya of the of the Avasha. So we did a brisker rub on this packet the brisker? Where's the brisker up? Anybody find the brisker up? Did I put it in the did I put it in the next packet? What? It's in the test, okay. Yeah, why not? I'll stay over there. Okay, so the brisker up says that the machlokas harai keva is basically if you don't sit as near sarai, means you need a regular mechitza like you need b'chol atar kula. So that, and that's totally on ruach mitzuya the yabasha. So even if you're in the yam, you can still put up a ruach mitzuya the yabasha, and you're okay as long as the ruach mitzuya the yam didn't come by yet. Question 69. Okay, right. Decided to do, but he wants to say that the sheet of Dir's Keva is a different sheet, and the sheet of Dir's Keva means it has to be. When we read Dir's Keva, B'zeh B'shtan HaShir L'fim Mokom, Shir Medes. So Dir's Keva means it's all Tala where you are. Dir's Arai means it's one Shir, a Mechitza. Wherever you are, as long as it didn't fall down on you, you're okay. But Dir's Keva means wherever you are has to be standing. So if you're making a Barosh Fina, it has to be, Dir's Keva has to be Ruch Mitzuya the Yam. And even if the wind didn't come yet of the Yam, it still has to be Dir's Keva of the Yam. So that's the, that's the brisker up. So the Dir Sarai means it's a regular Dir Mechitza. That means Yabasha. So that's the regular Dir Mechitza called Tarakula. And that's Dir Sarai Shita. The Shita of Dir's Keva means that it has to be, wherever you are, it has to be able to stand. Okay, we'll get. Okay, that was 25. Okay, so 26, the Mishkas Yaakov. So we said that the Mishkas Yaakov has a tshuva about if you have the Tzuras HaPesach is Kana Mikan, 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 Al Gabeim.
So what if the you have a string that's sagging? Sagging string. That's the mechitza part. So the Mishkos Yaakov says if it's dangling, it's a problem for many reasons. Maybe that's called Sushat Pesach Min HaTzad. Or maybe it's not considered Omed Baruch Matsuya, because it's dangling, then it's going to blow in the air. It's not taut. And that's the Mishkos Yaakov Shita. That Rav Avadi Yosef gets his opinion from the Mishkos Yaakov, both in the Tshuva and in the Sefer Tohelis Yaakov that he quotes. So the Mishkos Yaakov was a machmer in this. Mishkos Yaakov is very machmer. Can I tell you, he's machmer. So that's from Mishkos Yaakov's opinion, page 26. It has to be Chazak. That's why if it's dangling, it's going to just blow in the wind.
We're not talking about the roof.
So what if that is dangling?
Okay, that's
so if it's dangling, it means it's not taut.
Right. So you think it has to be on top and taut?
Yeah, so one reason it's no good is maybe that's called Menatzad. Other people would say it's not Menatzad because it's on top of the, just because it dangles in the middle, as long as it's on top of where it hits the pole, that's okay.
So the Ur is not the
Pimagadin
and
Matas
of Shekel, that they both say that there's a lot of wheel around?
Yeah,
well,
what are we talking about?
So I mean, he argues on both Matas of Shekel and the Pimagadin?
Well, the Matas of Shekel, here. So he's arguing on both. Okay. That's a good point. I like what you think. So that's the Mishkos Yaakov. He's a big machmer. What can I tell you? I told you he was the one who asked it all Erev in the big cities. Any city. Even not such a big city. Even without 60 levels.
Why?
Because it's a Hagos Ashri that says whenever it's a thoroughfare, that is Mevatel Zursa Pesach.
In
other words, my backyard and your house is not a thoroughfare.
But like a quiet side street, a residential street is a thoroughfare?
Yeah, where people travel through it.
It's also
Rabban Mubata Machitza. Yeah. So he asked it even if it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabban Deraisa, he still asked it. It's a thoroughfare. It was, he was not in an area in your backyard. It's not a thoroughfare. It's not a Mahalik Rabban.
I thought
you were not. Oh, everybody, give you an
Erevin Machitza now. Yeah.
So that's a question. He passed the Zossi Rabba Baba Machitza.
Well, don't must be Sean
Polak.
Like the
Zossi Yaakov? Not necessarily. I mean, he might claim that. I told you a cook said to his father-in-law, when he became a rabbi for the first time, a cook's father in Russia. Rav Kook's father-in-law said, I'm going to give you some good advice for the Rabbanis. You should put an Erev in your community. And he says, no. Mishkos Yaakov says, no. Don't do it. He never says what happened with his Rabbanis. But Well, he eventually he came to Eretz Yisrael. So.
Maybe they didn't like him when he was there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but he's machmir even when there's no Yisrael. He's machmir.
When
there's
perpetual
Yisrael. No. He asks even if it's not Tazayin.
Ah.
Any thoroughfare, even if it's not a Zaynab. We used to have in Moresh HaKol, we used to have a separate cutoff. We call it the Mishkas Yaakov cutoff. So this way, even though, like Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that the road there wasn't a Zaynab, but it was still a public thoroughfare. So it would be a problem. But we had a cutoff. So in the camp itself, that's not a thoroughfare.
And did the air go across the street?
In Hask, it's like this. Inside the camp itself, it's not as mechitzis. You can't get better than that. It's mukav mechitzis. But you want, but some summers, in the recent past, we haven't been zoicha to be able to sleep in that the hush of a place across the road. But on the other hand, it's more safe with the kids to, you know, it should always be safe wherever we're going to Hashem. But once you're inside the camp, then the kids can go whatever they want. They can't go away because they're in the mechitza closed thing. But some summers it's much nicer for us across the street there to get nice rooms there. but they can give that to some
Ravina,
of course. Yeah. So a nice. But that area that connects across the street to that is going through a road, so I wouldn't carry that. But
in Hask or on the road?
On the road. No, in Hask itself, there's no heter, there's no shita not to carry. It's like not carrying this room or jobs. Hask inside the way it is now is a totally enclosed mechitzas around the whole camp, so there's no reason not to carry according to any sheet. It's that there's one road that goes across the road where there's a house there that people stay in, so they still have an Arab connecting that to the camp, so that is room to be machmir not to carry.
Like a towel across
that. What?
To carry like a towel
across the street. A towel. Anything. Towel. Sitter, a handkerchief. There you go to the rock.
A camp
is not a. Inside the camp itself is not a heel of rabbin. Except for Camp Marasha. Camp Marasha, if you're in the coal side, you're good. In the regular camp of Camp Marasha, there's a public road that goes through the camp. It's a pella. That they built their camp on a public road. So Camp Marasha in the main camp is on a public road. It's a pella that they built a camp in the middle of a public road. The kollel is private, so that you can carry it. You don't have any shilas of a deraisa. The camp is a shilas of a deraisa.
The kollel just has normal air.
So what do you do? So I carry the kollel part.
In the kollel part.
I try not to carry the camp. I try to remember that. For Shavah, my brother says that's not a. There's no road that goes through.
Well, there's a road to get in, but there's
a game. Yeah, the whole thing is private. So that shouldn't have any problem.
What about what's the
call
that everyone goes upstage with
a
somehow?
Upstage?
Yeah, all of
it.
Quala? Hundreds. No, the one that everyone goes to.
Monticello, what? Liberty. Vacation Village. He's an expert. We have an expert here. We have an expert here in the Acacia Village.
Sort of.
Yeah. Well, it's not enclosed by mechitzas. There's an air.
The ruin is closed. The ruin is in the gate. And then everything else.
Is that it's a private road?
Not private.
And anyone can walk. I can drive a car. Can I drive a car through Vacation Village? That's a total stranger? No, it's not. On the week. I'm a total stranger.
Yeah, but if someone sees you, they're going to kick you out. Meaning, physically, yeah, you're not allowed.
Oh, because it's privately owned. If it's public, why can they kick me out? If it's public. Right. If it's private, then they can kick me out.
I don't know the exact status. That could be a gig that we close on the week 1.
Wait, what?
They close off.
Every night they close it?
They close it before shower.
But what about every day?
If they want it, they
yeah?
They want it. It's there.
But that I'm trying to understand.
Is it like a government street
that
they just take over?
Yeah.
It's on
Google
Maps.
Maps.
The streets.
Okay. And then 27 is the Chazanisha Shita. Okay, but you know, we'll stop here. So we went up to 20. So we're up to 27. So Bez Hashem, we're going to go in the Shabbat Spreader with Dav Mecha. And tomorrow is Thursday. So Bez Hashem. Oh, tomorrow is Rabbi Berman. Anyone who wants to hear Rabbi Berman to go
at
11 o'clock. What? No, it doesn't conflict. Only with Kavrusa time. So. Look, if you want to go, you're welcome to go. If not, just learn the base measures. Whatever works for you.
We shouldn't go?
No, I'm not saying not to go. I'm just saying, look, not everyone is going to be good. If everyone would go, there wouldn't be room for everybody. You know, so some people are going to be going. So if you want to go, you should go.
Go with
the room. If not, you should go. We're going to dive into the base register.